Moed Katan Perak Beis Mishnah Hay. Mechapenes Akitzios Bekash. One can cover Kitzios or dried out figs that was spread out in the field in order to dry out. One can cover it with straw that the rain shouldn't destroy it on Chol HaMoed because it's a Davar HaAvad. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Ma'aben. Rabbi Yehuda says not only that, but you can even thicken it, meaning you can gather the figs together, one on top of the other, so that the top layers are also covering the other figs. So once the figs are all in a big heap, since the figs are covering each other, the top layers are going to protect the other figs underneath them. So you can even do that tircha to gather them together, because it's a davar avad. Meichrei peiros ksus v'kelim, the sellers of fruits or clothing or kelim, meichrim b'tzina, they can sell privately l'tzarech hamoed. The reason that they're selling privately, even though it's l'tzarech hamoed, is because these are people, like Taisa Shemtiv points out, since it's their derech, it's their trade during the year, and it looks like a regular sale, so because they're the sellers, they have to do it in a more tzniyistic way, in a more private way, even if it's l'tzarech hamoed. Masha Enkein, like Tiferes Hol points out in the previous Mishnayos, where we focus on the buyers, they can buy even out in the street. Or let's say like a Baal HaBayis that happens to be selling something. He can sell even in public. It's only the people that normally were the tradesmen, those ones have to sell privately. Hatzayodin, the hunters, Vadashoishois, those are the people that used to cut wheat into cereal or things like that. Vagaroisois, and those are the people also that would grind beans. Oisin bitzinel etzarech hamoed. Since also they do these things normally in bulk, and Taisa Hunter brings the Beis Yosef that points out because they would do things in bulk, it appears as if they're doing it l'tzorach l'chol. So therefore they should do it b'tzina for the needs of Chol Moed. Rabbi Yossi Omer, heim hechmir al atzim. Rabbi Yossi says that these people should be machmir and shouldn't do any of this. But the Rab points out the lach is not like Rabbi Yossi.